to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ. And really, all of our IQs, all parts of a balanced life, you have to have intelligence in each of those arenas to be successful and remain balanced. But this show, generally, while we talk about fitness, nutrition, romance, travel, and things like that, you know, a lot of it comes down to having that second stream of income. So that's why we spend so much time on the financial side, because if you get the financial side in check, it gives you the time for fitness, for better relationships, for travel, and all the other parts. This show is really for people that just simply, like myself, I just wanted more out of life. It wasn't, you know, a big problem that I had that motivated me. I guess, you know, you could say that the pay cut motivated me, but I was really already motivated. All that the pay cut did was make me aware that just having a job would never get me in the financial position that I wanted to be in. I wanted to drive Ferraris. I wanted the beach house. I wanted to be able to travel when I wanted. I wanted to be able to romance my spouse whenever I wanted. So I just wanted more out of life. And there's a lot of you out there. The other group, it's people that really are dissatisfied. They're sitting there, they've worked 10, 20 years. They're still, I mean, literally 40, 50 hours a week for 20 years. And they're still not in the financial position they want to be in. And they know that if they do the same thing another 10, 20 years, they're still not going to get. They got to do something different. So those are the two main groups that this show is for. What they have in common is that they are willing to do something about it. You know, there's so many people that, oh, I wish I had this, I wish I had, well, that's all it is. It's a wish. You don't really want it. I remember growing up, even at 16, it's really the first time I remember saying I want to be a millionaire. And I may have wanted it more than that, but that was when I picked up my first Zig Ziglar book and read it, and I was like, wow, the potential's incredible out there. There's so much opportunity. And I remember thinking to myself, everybody wants to be a millionaire. And when that turned out not to be true, it shocked me. I thought everybody wanted to be in shape and look good. Then I found out that wasn't true. I thought that everybody wanted to have a romantic relationship, passionate marriage. I found out that wasn't true. Now, don't get me wrong, everybody says they want those things, but I always look at actions. Are the people who say they want to be a millionaire, who say they want to have a passionate marriage, who say they want to be in shape, are they doing anything about it? If they're not, I suggest they really don't want it. It's just a wish. Hey, if it were free, I'd take it. None of those things are free. They require massive effort, including a passionate marriage. Massive effort. And it is so worth it. It is so worth it. So last week, I did a show where I talked about something I learned from Zig Ziglar, that we're all 100% successful at every single thing that we do. And I got a tremendous amount of response from it. I would have to say somewhere around 40 or 50 comments or emails or phone calls about it, including 4 requests for me to elaborate on it. And that's what we're going to do today. So if you heard me talking about this last week, we're actually going to go a little further in depth into the idea, because I want this to be an extremely encouraging show. I want you to finish this show and go, wow, I am successful. But here's the caveat. But at ineffective things. Now, bear with me. Don't change the dial. Don't get discouraged. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, this is one of the few times you'll ever hear me say this. It's not your fault. And I'll explain why. See, what people have a tendency to do is confuse results with success. If they don't get the result that they want, they don't realize that they successfully got the wrong result. It is still a success. So don't confuse success with results. Let me give you an example. I talk about this path all the time. The path that we're given is to work real hard in high school, then go to college. Get into college. Get a degree. Get out of college and get a high-paying job with good benefits. Work for 45 years, saving in an IRA and a 401k. Retire and then enjoy life. Living off your savings. Now, the first problem is that business model doesn't work. It doesn't work. You got a situation where 95% of Americans cannot retire by age 65. I'm not saying that they don't do it. A lot of them do it anyway and become burdens on the government or burdens on their children. But as far as being financially independent and able to take care of themselves, 95% of Americans can't do that by age 65. So we know that business model doesn't work, but I still suggest you're successful if you did all those things. Again, don't confuse the results with the fact that you're successful. And we'll talk more about this. Stay with me. After the break, I'll explain what I mean. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break right here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. This is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and I finished the last segment. I made a comment about the fact that, you know, the saving your way to retirement doesn't work. 95% of Americans are failing to retire by age 65, yet I said the people were successful. And I promised you I'd explain that. They were successful at the wrong things. And I know it's so hard to differentiate that. You're like, well, you failed to retire, so you really failed. No, that's the result. The result is you fail to retire. Don't confuse the result. The point is this. We had a list of things that we were told to do. Do well in high school. Did you do that? Yeah, you were successful. Then you were told to get a degree. Did you do that? Yes, you were successful at that. Then you were told to get a job, a high-paying job with good benefits. Did you do that? Yes, you were successful. Then they told you to put your money in an IRA and 401k. Did you do that? Yes, you were successful. You successfully did what you were told to do. But what if you were told the wrong things to do? Starting to make sense? See, you can be successful as can be and still get the wrong result if you're successful at the wrong things. We'll call them, let's keep wrong out of it. We'll just call them ineffective things. Let me rewrite that story. Well, I guess I better address the point I made earlier that it's not your fault. Were you born with that business model in your head? Go to college, work for 45 years, IRA, 401k, retire? No. Someone taught you that. That someone was really a group of people. First, your parents taught you that. Then your high school teachers. Then your college professors. Then maybe coworkers, financial planners, things like that. Here's the problem. Were your parents multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Probably not. Is it not possible that they gave you the wrong business model? It's possible, isn't it? In fact, it's more than possible. It's probable. See, it's not that your parents didn't love you and care about you and want the best for you, but they hadn't done it. They were probably living paycheck to paycheck themselves. Yet they gave you what? Financial advice. And out of respect, you listened to them, and many of you acted on it. Let's go to high school teachers. Were your high school teachers multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. Again, they loved, cared about you, but they couldn't teach you anything about money. To make it brutal, they're not allowed to teach you about money. They don't have financial education in the high school system. And only in rare, rare circumstances is it even in our university systems. And then it's so hard to find, you can't get to it. Let's go this step further. Were your college professors multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. How about your coworkers? No. How about your bosses? As a rule, no. Then you go one step further. Well, I talked to a financial planner. They told me that. Well, the average financial planner in the United States makes $65,000 a year. And you go to them and say, teach me how to get rich and retire. They can't do it for themselves, but somehow they're going to do it for you. Doesn't make any sense. That's why I say it's not your fault. You went out and were successful at all the things you were told to be successful at. The problem is they told you the wrong things. They told you ineffective things to do. Let's go back. You're 8 years old. I'm your 30-year-old dad. And at age eight, I start telling you, build a second stream of income. And let me modify their business model a little bit. You'll notice the similarities, but please make note of the differences. I say, do well in high school. Bust your butt and do well in high school. Same as the other group. Here's where the differences start to begin. I say, only go to college if your passion requires you to have a degree. If you want to be a dentist, that requires a degree. You want to be an accountant, you want to be an attorney. Only go to college if your passion, your true, joyful, I want to be this type person job requires it. Then get out, and here's another difference. Notice the difference. The original method, get a high-paying job with good benefits. Here's what I said. Get a job you love. I don't care about the benefits. You're going to build your own benefits package. Work as long as you want, building a second stream of income at the same time. See the difference? Work 45 years. My teachings to my children, work as long as you want, building a second stream of income so that you can quit anytime you want to. Are you starting to see the differences between having a multimillionaire entrepreneur as your dad telling you what to do or making suggestions, I should say, and having a poor and middle class mom or dad, poor and middle class high school teachers telling you what to do? It's quite different. Then I'm going to go, don't ever put your money in an IRA or 401k. Ever. Dumbest thing in the world. You lose control of it, and they only save you taxes. The IRA and 401k only save you taxes if you fail financially. Son, daughter, your goal is not to fail financially, is it? No. Your goal is to succeed financially and have high income in retirement, not low income in retirement. See, all these 65 grand a year financial planners are telling you put your money in an IRA and 401k because when you retire, you'll have low income. Where did they get the idea that was the goal? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Here's what they're saying. You're not very good with money. You're kind of dumb when it comes to money. So you're going to retire broke. You'll be in a low tax bracket when you retire. So put your money in an IRA and 401k because you're dumb as a rock when it comes to money. It's the only reason to do it. Because if you retire with high income and pull your money out of the IRA, pull your money out of the 401k, guess what? You're in a high tax bracket. The IRA and 401k saved you zero in taxes over that 20 or 30 years you let your money go and sit in those things. Just a bad idea. But again, do you see the difference in the business model between the poor and middle class and the business model of the wealthy? And here's the end result. We'll use my son as an example. When he graduated college, he had $4,000 a month passive income coming in from his 11 rent houses. Is he smarter than you? Does he work harder than you? And don't get me wrong, he's a brilliant kid. But so are you. No, if I'd have been your dad, and from age 8, I beat it into your skull that you were supposed to build a second stream of income because you are successful at everything you do, you would have a second stream of income right now. But how many of you were told at age 8 you were supposed to have a second stream of income? You weren't. How about at 30? You weren't. How about at 40? You weren't. At 50, you weren't. See how vicious that little piece of missing knowledge is? So my sales pitch, my encouraging words are, you are 100% successful at every single thing that you do. The problem is you were told to do the wrong things. You went out and successfully did ineffective things. But does it not make sense that if you suddenly switch gears and started doing the right things, you'd succeed at that too? You would. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where, again, we're always talking together, trying to improve our financial IQ. And the big point today is you got everybody's out there with the wrong business model. And this can be shocking. And some of you will get offended by this. Your family is a business. It's a business. It has income, it has expenses. And it's supposed to run at a profit. And people are like, run a profit? I've been living paycheck to paycheck for 20 years. What are you talking about, a profit? Yes, it's a business. You need a budget. You need P&Ls. You should run it just like a business. So once you get that into your head, then when I talk about you have the wrong business model for success, as we see it, it starts to make sense. Like, doggone it, my parents gave me the wrong advice. Don't hate them for it. Don't get them mad at them. Because guess what? They got the wrong advice from their parents, who got the wrong advice from their parents, who got the wrong advice from their parents. It's a vicious circle or cycle. I'm not sure how that goes. So let me open the phone lines. If you've got a question or comment about anything I've discussed or a question about anything to do with adding real estate to your portfolio so you can start building a second stream of income with it, give me a call. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me your question. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And that email is open to you 24 hours a day. So write it down, memorize it, because I guarantee you're going to think of a question later this afternoon if you listen to this whole show. Email me at any time. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So, all right, that's as much preaching as I want to do today. Let's see what kind of email questions we have so far. Advice on 12th property. Nice. This is from a Paul. The question is, he has 12. So two of them, the first 10 are generally Fannie Mae loans. That's one for your home and 9 rental properties. Once you get past 10, you start going into a thing called a portfolio loan, and they generally have balloons every 5 years. Basically what that means is as long as you've made your payment on time for the 5 years, they're just going to refinance you and raise the interest rate, or lower it. I mean, it could go either way. seldom does it get lowered. The question is, should we continue to buy properties on the ARMs, or should we pay down our mortgages? Okay, this is a simple question, Paul, because you never want to pay off your real estate, including your home. That's a thing called dead equity. Example, if you have a $500,000 home paid in full, that means you have $400,000 that should be out there invested in an income-producing asset that's just sitting in your home. So unless you're already financially independent, unless you already have your full second stream of income that you want, paying off your home is ineffective and is a bad, super bad idea. I've seen people literally retire themselves in 6 months simply by refinancing their home and taking that money and going and buying groups of single family homes, an apartment complex, self-storage, whatever. So no, don't start paying those things off. Continue to add to your portfolio until you get enough passive income that it meets and exceeds your wants and needs. Paul, what I'm generally directing my students towards is double whatever they earn. If you make $100,000 a year, get $200,000 a year in passive income before you quit your job. That way you have money to pay all the bills and money for romance and travel and all the other fun parts of a life. So in answer to your question, again, do not pay off real estate. Bad idea. It's going to lower your rate of return. It's going to reduce your ability to build wealth dramatically by having all that dead equity sitting in those properties. Okay, hope that helps, Paul. Thank you for the email. Again, my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Or you can call me 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Okay, this next person is, I'm going to call you Oz. I can't tell if this is an I or a Osvaldo. Looking for some coaching. He wants to move from single family to a small apartment complex and wonders if I do that. Yeah, that's one of the big things that I do, because it is a huge mistake to think that because, hey, I can run single family, I can run apartments. They are two totally different business models. Totally different. So, yes, my classes and my Saturday class cover, well, I do this, Osvaldo. Your next step would be to come to our free sample class. There's one coming up this Thursday and one coming up this Saturday morning. To reserve a seat at that, go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see the free class button, and you can reserve a seat there. Again, the answer is yes. I take people through the process of moving from single family to apartments, which is the ultimate. It's the standard goal. It's what you want to do. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, that is just a sales pitch. Let's go to the next email. This multifamily. This is from Waldo in San Antonio. He's asking if I'm allowed to look at the property before I have an executed contract. You know, that is pretty standard. I'm not sure how many units you're looking at, Waldo. But sometimes you can get away with a letter of intent, an LOI. They may not let you look at all the units, but if you put an LOI up, I've been able to at least get on the property and walk a few of the units. But yeah, during your feasibility study, that's generally when you walk the units, and that's after you've signed and executed the earnest money contract. But you should have about 20 days before the earnest money goes hard in most cases. Now, are there times where I put up hard earnest money from day one? Yes, quite often. But as a new investor, Waldo, don't do that. Don't do that. You make sure that you have a 20-day feasibility study and that your earnest money doesn't go hard until after those 20 days. During those 20 days, you get your inspection, walk all the units, do your lease audit, make sure that the seller is telling the truth. If they are, then let the earnest money go hard on the 20th day. If they're not, back out and get your earnest money and go find another deal. Okay, hope that helps, Waldo. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Here's another apartment question from Thomas. And he said that he's basically saying 20 doors, all two twos, love it. Lots of deferred maintenance and low rents. This is a home run at the right price. In other words, Thomas, this is what we look for. This is what's called a value play, which means you can add massive value to this deal. So I would need more information, but this is exactly what you're looking for. You don't want something that's up and running, full rents, perfect condition. That's just a yield play, and that's going to get you a 6, 7% rate of return. You want a value play that's going to get you 18, 20, 30% rate of return, and that's what you've got in your lap right here. But you could overpay for it. You could give them all the add value, and you make nothing. So we'll talk a little bit more. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, you need to pick up the phone and give me a buzz now. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, Dahlia has sent me an email, and Dahlia, I'm going to be a little rough because I hate saying this, you don't know what you're doing, and it's got to be a direct result that you have not taken a course on leasing, because there's so many mistakes in this email. I'm just going to address the big one. They paid in January, didn't pay in February, and you haven't begun the eviction, and it's what, March 8th? Are you kidding me? Evictions should have started on the 4th of February. Those people should already be out. Now, you're going to have to start the eviction process today, and it's going to take about 30 days to get them out. You're not going to have this thing leased until the end of April. This has nothing to do with the tenant. It has nothing to do with real estate being the problem. Dahlia, you're the problem, and you've got to take responsibility for this. Go take a course on property management. I don't know who thinks they're going to, a 17-page lease, 5 different addendums, and you don't think you should take a course before you start doing that? And it doesn't have to be mine, but it's got to be somebody's. So, Dahlia, don't get discouraged, but take full responsibility. This is a major goof up on your part. Begin the eviction process today. Call the judge in your area and find out their eviction process and begin it immediately. I know what some of the listeners are saying. Well, the eviction process should be the same for every judge, but it's not. Every one of them has one little form or something they like filled out to make it easier on them. Just do it. They'll walk you through it. So, again, Dahlia, don't get discouraged. Take responsibility. Get yourself educated. Don't let this ever happen to you again, because you're going to lose February, March, and April rent, it looks like, all because you didn't evict them in February. And here's the other thing. I guarantee you, if you had begun eviction in February, they would have paid the rent. I bet you money. Bet you money. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, next question by email, Kanisia. Do you share rental history for past or current tenants? Absolutely. If a landlord calls me about one of my tenants and they've been a great tenant, I'm going to tell them. If they've been a terrible tenant, I'm going to tell them. So absolutely, Kanisha. Sorry about that. Make sure that you tell the exact facts. No opinions. No, this person is a jerk or that person's a jerk. Nope. Do they pay their rent on time? Yes or no? Did they take care of the property? Yes or no? That's about it. But if they didn't pay on time, you need to share that with whoever calls you so they don't get in the same trouble that you did by leasing to a bad tenant. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, this one's from Illinois. KSEV gets around. Okay, Nicholas, I don't care what state you're in. What you have is access, especially in Chicago, to, it would probably be car.com. Here it's HAR, Houston Apartment, Houston Association of Realtors.com. Up there it would be C, something like that. And what you do, Nicholas, is you find out what every other house just like yours rented for. What is the average of every house just like yours in the same neighborhood? What have they rented for? And that's what you go with. This idea that there's a price per square foot or this, that, and the other, not true at all. It's comparable rents. Find out what every other house just like yours rented for. That's the number. There is no magic formula. It's comparable rents. Hope that helps, Nicholas. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This next one is about a temporary renter Zachary. Yeah, you're not going to have any. I don't know why you would do this, Zachary, but you're going to be out of town, out of the state for a period of time, and you want to lease your house out? I don't like that idea at all. All your personal effects. Are you going to store all your personal effects while you lease it out? I mean, how does that work? That's a greed decision. You're cheaping yourself out. I would not lease my home out while I'm out. I'm trying to see how long you're going to be gone. You don't tell me. It will not affect the fact that it's still your primary residence. It's okay to do that if you want to do it, but you got to get all your personal effects out of there. To me, it seems like that would be a huge hassle, cost a lot of money, and it just doesn't make sense to me, Zachary, at all. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, this is a Florida investor. Whew, should I lease to this person? And you've given me some details. Section 8 housing, she's got multiple collections. Yeah, I would not lease to this person because they're not going to pay their portion of the Section 8. And when the tenant doesn't pay their portion, it is a pain to evict on Section 8. So, yeah, I would say no on this myself, as far as writing the rejection letter, because it's Section 8, you might want to get an attorney on this one. In fact, I would recommend you do get an attorney on this one, Marissa. That can be a very sensitive situation when rejecting a Section 8 housing person. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. This is from Michelle. Ideally was planning to buy a multifamily. It sounds like you're talking fourplex, which is not true multifamily. Remember, 4 units or below is single family. Apartments start at 5 units and up. Austin market. My opinion on the Austin market is, like most markets, overpriced right now. And Michelle, you have not taken a course on real estate investing. I can tell that from your email. You could easily get harmed by attempting to buy a multifamily unit and moving into one side, because you don't know what you're doing. You're going to overpay. You know, you're going to end up paying full price, which is not the way we do it. So I don't like this idea at all, Michelle, unless you take a course like mine. Doesn't have to be mine, but a course on real estate investing, so you don't get ripped off when you purchase that property. All right, Michelle, good luck. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.